This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. We'll be back on Monumental Sports 2 on Friday for our Capitals Altcast. Hey, we're going to talk to Kyle Finnegan coming up in 25 minutes, the 2024 Nationals All-Star closer. So we will talk a little baseball with him.
By the way, also, I guess I'm going to do another. They want to bring back the old quarterback commercial quarterback breakdown, whatever the hell we called it.
Okay. Commercial break film study.
Right. So where you just basically look at one commercial break, you don't let all the
correct.
Other,
then break them down.
Study it.
You have a grade on them.
Yeah, because it's kind of a joke anyway. But I'm going to do Will Howard. Okay, I guess Will Howard's in the news. People kind of mocking him a lot. So
yeah, don't let his combine performance taint you.
Well, he won a national championship.
He did. I put up our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar. And in convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And it's what we're talking about. Debo Samuel, you heard Dan Orlovsky talk about the addition. He says it doesn't necessarily close the gap between the Commanders and Eagles. So that's the poll of the day. Do you think there's still a gap between the Eagles and the Commanders after the Debo Samuel trade? You can vote at Junks Radio. Remember, we got another Buckets and Bets keyword. Listen for that coming up later this hour. Let's go to the phones.
All right, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary?
Good morning, Junks. How are you?
Hey, good. Gary.
Good. I agree with Dan Orlovsky. I don't think that they've closed the gap with this move. There's a big gap between Philadelphia and Washington. And just not the championship game, the game that they played at FedEx or whatever that stadium is called now.
Northwest.
Remember, they lost their quarterback, I believe, in the first quarter. And their backup came in, and they put up 500 and some yards against them. Okay? And but for a drop by that wide receiver, they probably win that game.
Devontae Smith, yeah.
Yeah, but again, Gary.
We talked about it.
Nobody thinks that they're Debo Samuel away from being right there with
the
Eagles.
Winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, nobody thinks that.
No, I get that. But the question was, do I agree with Dan Orlovsky?
Yeah.
And I'm saying that I don't think the Debo Samuel trade closes the gap at all. And
not at all? Wait. You don't think it's an upgrade? You don't think it's an upgrade to bring in Debo Samuel and throw him the ball more than you're throwing the ball to guys like Zaccheaus and Noah Brown? I mean, I think it's a huge upgrade, actually.
I'm not saying it's an upgrade. I'm not saying it's not an upgrade. I don't think it closes the gap with Philadelphia.
I think it's the definition of closing the gap, right? If there's closing the gap completely, let's say the gap is 100, right? Does it move it to 90? Does it move it to 80? Or you're saying it's still on 100?
Because they gave up 55 points in the NFC Championship game.
Well, they'll address that. Yeah. Okay? They're going to address that
defense,
during
the defense is part of the problem. And I think this screen game that they're talking about, I think teams are going to adjust to that. I don't think you can just, you're going to score 30 points a game throwing screens. I think teams have more time because Jaden is the amazing quarterback that he is. Mm-hmm. Teams that are on the schedule are preparing for Jaden right now. They didn't have the ability to do that with 1 week with Jaden last year. They have all offseason to try to adjust to that offense.
I think it's overstated. Well, thanks for your call. It's overstated to say they didn't have time to prepare for Jaden all year. Every week, teams come up with game plans. Do they have an entire offseason? No, but believe me, by the end of the season, they know, hey, this guy throws a lot of screens. And look, if you have good blocking, which the Commanders found a way to have good blocking, you get positive yards. And I think if you add somebody like Deebo Samuel, who's really good in those small spaces and running over guys, those plays are going to net more yards than when you throw that screen to OZ or De'Ami Brown or the rest of the guys that he was throwing the screens to.
And a couple things. First of all, Debo's not going to catch 100% screen passes. He can get downfield. Believe me, just watch the 49er games. He doesn't just catch screen passes. He can get across the field. He caught a ton of balls, 15, 20 yards, and took it to the house. All right, he can do that. Number two, when Orlovsky says that Debo doesn't close the gap, okay, but when you add another 25 players and a lot of those guys going to be on the defensive side, that might close the gap a little bit.
Sure.
I'm not saying that they're better than Philadelphia. Philadelphia was amazing this year. They've got Saquon. They've got two ridiculous receivers. They've got a
Jalen Carter.
They've got an unbelievable defensive end. They've got an unbelievable offensive line. I understand that Washington doesn't compare to that now, but they're going to get better. The roster will get better.
You have to give Adam Peters time to build.
You're not giving him time to build the roster.
He's been here for, I think, 13 months.
Yeah.
He said he's got a lot of work in front of him to take care of.
Going back to what I was trying to tell him and get him to answer, which he didn't. If you just make it up and say the gap is 100, all right, there's a definition of they didn't close the big gap to get it to zero, right? But maybe the 100 turned into 80.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you still have a gap.
That might still be a stretch, but he helps.
Yes.
He helps. He's an addition.
It's a net positive.
It's a net positive. It's a net,
Deebo
it's a net plus.
And it's... As long as he's healthy, as long as he bounces back from last year, because let's be honest, his numbers and his production last year were subpar. But you can chalk that up to the injuries, the pneumonia. There are a lot of mitigating factors.
It was a bad year
for Deebo last year.
It was a bad year. But he's coming back. He needs a contract. He's with a different team. He's going to be happy. He's got a legit number one healthy receiver as opposed to last year where he didn't. So everyone's talking about it. Everyone, he reads it. Everyone's talking about how fat he is.
He should get a ton.
He's going to be in a great position.
He should get
this
a ton of touches in this offense, especially if those other guys depart.
All right, let's go to Alex in Silver Spring. Alex, what's up?
Man, you guys kidding me? Of course they closed the gap. We're talking about Jalen, who he has. Jalen, to be honest with you, they won the Super Bowl. Yes, is he really talented? I don't think so. Who got them to the Super Bowl? Who got them to the playoffs? Saquon.
He's not going anywhere.
I think Jalen Hurts was a big part of the equation. You're sleeping on a guy but who throws touchdown passes, doesn't make many interceptions.
He was the MVP of the Super Bowl. You can't say he's not talented.
All the tush pushes, he's part of it.
But my whole point is, he had Saquon to bail him out. Now, who did Jalen have to bail him out last year? Man, good thing Eckler was, doing his thing. When B-Rob would be shut down, Eckler, or this and that. Now you have Samuel in the background.
Yep.
Man, he can do this, that, blah, blah. So, yes, it's definitely an upgrade. But I'm talking about for now. Now we just have to put – we don't have to put a lot. Jalen can turn 50 cents into $2.
You mean Jaden. You're saying Jalen. You're getting all your Jays.
You're getting the quarterback split.
I
got to let him go. Sorry. You can't come in here and say that the quarterback for the Eagles isn't talented. I mean, come on.
Let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Reggie.
Listen, man, of course it closes the gap. Because hold on. Who's going to play cornerback for the Eagles? They just lost Slate. You can't put the slot dude outside because from everything everybody's saying, he's not really an outside guy. So if you're just strictly talking about right now, us acquiring Deebo, so a lot of those – and I like De'Ami Brown with some of them screens with the speed. But if you look at – you take some of the targets from De'Ami and Zacchaeus, and now that's Deebo, who got to be, what, top five with the ball run after catch? Maybe, run after catch with his physicality.
Yep.
Now you're talking about if you just close the gap with what we've done, and then the Eagles, they lost Slate. What they going to do on defense? Now, Bond, he might go. The defensive tackle, he might go. But, again, strictly talking about right now and what both teams have done, of course we've made. Now, Eagles, the gap between the Eagles and the rest of the league is wide.
Yeah.
I didn't like Dan Orlovsky comment, because what he said in the first inning, he said, you got, okay, this one move, you know, that doesn't close the gap. They need to be aggressive. Wait a minute. We was aggressive. There were a lot of teams that wanted Debo. We got him. He's better than the other. Take Terry out of the way. What receiver that's on our roster now is better than him? So
one.
How could you
There's one. It's called,
say
his name's Terry.
Well, he said take Terry out.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Well, Reggie, to be fair, like I'm saying about Washington, they're going to add pieces. Philadelphia's going to add pieces, too.
So and maybe DeGene can play on the outside. So they still
They drafted two
They've got
corners.
Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah.
All right,
they
he's really
guys.
Good. And then you move DeGene, who had a pick six in the Super Bowl.
Who's going to play slot?
I don't know.
Well, they haven't.
Boseman's going to find a guy to play the slot.
Their roster isn't finalized yet, bro.
I agree with that. But then again, that's the same thing you can say about Peters.
So I know. That's why I'm saying that. I'm
so
defending
I think
him.
The gap definitely. Now, I'm not saying that, okay, we can go toe for toe. But I think to JP's point, say if it was 100, it's probably 75.
Hey, closing the gap.
Yeah, close the gap
closing
a little
the
bit.
Gap. That's
but,
it.
But if I guess it is right. JP's right about sort of the idea of closing the gap. Are you talking about closing the gap to zero? Like equal,
yeah.
equal?
Or, I think it depends how you interpret it.
They definitely got better with Debo.
Like some people interpret it like, nope, they didn't close the gap. They're not as good. Well, that's not really my definition of closing the gap. My definition of closing the gap is, are you getting closer?
Yeah. No, they definitely got closer. But also, I think it's stupid to think, where do you stand versus them? Like one day into all this, like let's wait
yeah,
till
that's what
both.
We do.
I know, but we can talk about it. But
yeah.
but you know, for Orlovsky to say that, it's kind of silly. I mean, we got a whole offseason ahead of
that's
us.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Well, the same reason though,
they're
we
just
go,
trying to fill time.
Know,
it's the
I
same
it.
Reason we picked the schedule.
Yeah.
We'll go through the schedule and we don't know the full picture. We don't know who's going
to
be on the roster.
I know, but
we'll do
say,
it first time that schedule comes out.
Close the gap after one player transaction is just weird.
I just look at it as sitting, you know. Like Cake said, Debo's better than any of the other options
yeah, I mean,
besides
yeah.
McLaurin.
I think they're better on the whole.
If he's healthy.
But they still have huge holes.
If Debo's healthy, he should have 125 to 130 touches in this offense, if not more.
Yeah.
And that's a huge boost.
7 to 9 touchdowns.
For Jaden Daniels. Let's hope that's the case.
I like that number.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Brendan in Fredericksburg. Hey, Brendan, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
So, like, of course it closes the gap. It doesn't mean that we've surpassed them or that we've equaled them. But getting Debo and them losing Darius Slay is two huge pieces. And who knows if Lane Johnson is not going to retire in this offseason. He's pretty close to that point in his career. That would definitely close the gap. But more importantly, they never stopped Jaden Daniels from moving the ball. 5 turnovers in our last regular season game, 3 turnovers in the playoff. And he still moved the ball on that defense all those games. So if we get our defense playing better, if we get some better pieces, but more importantly, a more cohesive unit, like if freaking Lattimore can get back to the version he was in with the Saints, that definitely closes the gap. We are easily the second best team in the NFC.
I think you're sleeping on Detroit. Now, Washington gave it to Detroit in the playoffs. But I would not forget about how good Detroit is offensively. Goff had a bad game against them, threw 3 interceptions. All right, but they've got a very good offense.
Of course.
We'll see what happens now that they want to have Ben Johnson calling the plays.
Yep.
We'll see if they're as good. And like I mentioned before, they get Hutchinson back. So don't sleep on them. And then we'll see what other teams emerge.
I think they're going to be good, yeah.
I mean, Packers will still be good.
I mean, at the end of the year, based on what Washington did to Detroit head-to-head, I would agree. They were the second best team in the NFC.
And by the way, the first game against Tampa, if you really want to look at it in the playoffs, it came down to a game-winning drive. Tampa was in position to score a touchdown, which would have put them up. Instead, they settled for a field goal because Baker botched on like 3rd and a half yard. He botched a snap.
Yeah.
So they were fortunate there.
Raymond and Clinton, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Raymond. Good. How are you?
Hey, you know, it definitely closed the gap. When you can get a player like Debo, man, the impact that he can have on the offense, man, you know, that's the telltale right there. But I'm like this, man. You know, we already top 3 already without even the offseason even getting here. But with Philly, Detroit, and Washington, you know, those are top three teams in the NFC East. You know, where everybody's saying that they didn't make no significant changes with this one move. Of course they did. De'Ami Brown is better than all the other receivers, a la minus Terry on his whole receiving team, on his whole squad. So, I mean, teams got to look out for when you get a player of Debo's impact, he's going to make a difference on that offense. Defensive coordinator is going to have to plan for a wide receiver like Debo or a football player like Debo Samuels, you know, and that's what you want. You want impact players, and he is an impact player, not even talking about free agency and the draft that's coming up. So, sure, we can make an impact in the NFC East, and we can contend with Philadelphia because we've done it before this year. Draft and free agency even came up other than the turnovers.
Well, they definitely can contend. They were in the NFC Championship game.
Thank you, Raymond.
They will contend.
Well, plus, you also got Debo for a fifth-round pick. Yeah. It's like, I mean, there's no player you're going to pick in the fifth round that's going to have an impact that Debo Samuel would have on your offense this upcoming season.
All right, let's do like, one more before
that's
the break.
You look at it.
One more before the break. Let's go to Pat in Mechanicsville. Pat, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, how y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up? Pat. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I think it probably, I'd say about probably 10 to 15% is what I'm thinking. You know, because you can use that guy, as long as he's healthy, you can use him in so many ways. You can put him in the backfield. You can run reverses with him. And Lord knows he's a stud once he catches the ball in the open field. And long as we go out and get two studs for the offensive line and a couple studs for the defensive line, we're going to even close the gap a lot better. And, you know, that's all I got to say. And I'm looking forward to it, the draft coming up and free agency. Yes. Y'all have a good one, man.
All right, yes, thank you, Pat. Appreciate it, buddy.
We can tell. We can tell you're looking forward to it.
The biggest
difference. By the way, last year the Commanders in the fifth round took Dominique Hampton and they took Jordan McGee.
Right.
All right. Well, and you get Debo.
What sort of impact did those guys make?
Now, so, I'm not saying they're bad players.
McGee was banged up, so right. he had a hard time seeing the field.
But all I'm saying is that's the type of player you traded for Debo.
Right.
Who can be a highly impactful player.
Well, think about the impact of the guy they drafted in the second round.
Yeah, Ben Sinnott. Impact very minuscule.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
But the guy they drafted in the first round, that has changed the entire equation for this franchise because it seems like every year for, I don't know, the last 7 or 8 years minimum, we've talked about who the hell is going to be the quarterback.
Right.
They literally, this will be the first time, I think, in 8 years, they'll have the same starting quarterback in week one as they had a year before.
And the previous was what, Kirk?
Yes.
Kirk went back to back?
Yes. Because then, I mean, even, you know, the recent odyssey of Wentz, Fitzpatrick, Howell.
Well, that was all temporary because Kirk, they kept franchising.
Yes.
And you knew that wasn't going to work out.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And they had Alex Smith in there. I mean, at least we've ended that part of the equation.
Yeah, they found him.
Well, they found a quarterback. We still have other pieces. I just think it's kind of preposterous for, I agree with the sentiment that we had five last-second wins that are improbable, that are unlikely to duplicate that in 2 years in a row. But I think it's ridiculous to now say, well, you guys, you're not there because you just added one player. Or one. Of course, we just started the offseason.
I know.
Let's make this evaluation if we've closed the gap on Philly at the end of the offseason.
One thing I would say, yes, you're fortunate to win five in a row on the last play. I mean, Marcus Mariota did one of them.
Yeah.
But Jaden Daniels clearly has a knack for game-winning drives. He had it in college. He had it at Arizona State.
He's a spectacular player.
He had it at LSU. And so far in the NFL, he had it. He had it in week two against the Giants.
He's spectacular.
You know what I mean? Like,
there's no knock.
Their first win, he gets the ball, game-winning drive against the New York Giants in that game where, you know, Jason lamented Graham Gano went down without the injury. They didn't have a kicker. Well, I mean, they got lucky.
Jaylen's neighbors had a drop. Our favor.
But when he gets the ball with the chance to win the game,
they took advantage
of it. He does it.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Plus, the Giants were dumb because they knew their kicker was banged up and didn't have a backup plan.
Yes.
Right. Dumb move by
them. Listen, I told you he's going to the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's all you need to know. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Well.
And he's got to keep us in games.
If he's going to the Hall of Fame, then maybe the gap is closing a lot quicker than people think.
Oh, he's definitely going to Hall of Fame. Hall of Famer.
Well, the problem is
Saquon's going to Hall of
people
Fame.
People will get bitter if I say this. Jalen Hurts might go to the Hall of Fame the way he's playing.
Well, that's fine. I don't care about them.
Been to two Super Bowls
just
already.
Say we got a Hall of Famer.
Yes. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little Nats baseball. Their all-star from a year ago closer, Kyle Finnegan, joins us here on the Junkies.